Welcome, Matthew. Make sure you cut me off if I get too long.
Okay. Right. I will.
All right. Hey, y'all. My name is Matthew. I am a Christian in recovery. I am from Louisville, Kentucky, which is, if y'all don't know, the most northern part of Kentucky that is worth going to. It's where they hold the Kentucky Derby, stuff like that. But let's start off. Childhood. My childhood was atypical. My father was an investment banker, or my stepfather was an investment banker. My mother was a nurse. I got anything that I wanted. I'm going to emphasize wanted, because bicycles, money, movies, whatever, I had that. I was very grateful for it. You know, my parents worked hard, and I understood what it took to get that type of stuff. School was pretty atypical as well. I was on the 21st Century Scholars list. I went to Indiana University in Bloomington. I graduated in 2011 with a degree in computer science. All the while, I've been a Christian my whole life. My family has been very devout Christians. I made the conscious effort to go on my own, apart from the family. You know, the family goes to church on Sundays. I made it a point to go on my own to my own church when I was 15, all the way up until I started college. Now, Justin's Place, as some of you may know, is a recovery program, so I will spare you all the details of how that went, but just know that that was just one of the things that God had to put me through. You know, he only puts his hardest tasks on his most devout soldiers. So, you know, he brought me down to a level that that allowed me to see that maybe not everything in my life was controllable. After college, I was pretty much had the idea that I had to be independent. Everything I had to do on my own. It was if I wanted it, I had to do it. If I wanted it, I had to work for it, which led pretty good for a few years, or a couple years at least. I worked in the field of my degree for about 2 years. It was very, I don't know if I want to say introverted. I like to talk, as you all, I got to check the timer because, yeah, I like to talk. I'm a talker. The job that I had didn't allow me to socialize at all with anyone. I would go into people's homes, install security systems, wireless networks, you know, anything Wi-Fi based pretty much. So I didn't, the extent of it was, hi, my name is Matthew, I'm going to install your stuff and leave. So it led to, you know, just me being very closed off. You know, that's not my type of person. I like to socialize. So I went into the only other field of work that I knew, which is the culinary field, which I like. I like to talk and socialize, and if anything, I like to be able to not see it as I'm cooking food for a person who doesn't know how to cook for themselves, but I am cooking, or I am taking a part of myself and putting it into something that somebody else is going to enjoy, which I believe that is a part of me that the Lord allows to shine, because I love people. I love seeing people happy. I love all you all. I don't even know most of you, but I love you all. Just because God tells me that that's what I should do, and I've learned that God's will is more prevalent than my own, because my will led me to doing things that wouldn't have given me the joy in life that I have today. Justin's Place, the saving grace that allowed me to leave what I was and to become who I am. Like I said, I'm going to spare you all the details, but one day, basically, I got on my knees. I asked the Lord, give me, or, you know, bless me with something that's going to help me change my life. And where I'm from, they have tons of the 30, 60, 90-day programs, and that wasn't going to be enough. At that point in time, I had fallen very far from grace. I wasn't attending church. I wasn't praying or, reading my Bible like I should have. And the first number that the man on the phone had given me, he's like, "Well, this number had just come across my desk. I've never heard of it before. It's in Southwest Florida, year long, faith-based." All three of my criteria checked off, geological change, year long, enough to where I can get away from the situation I was in to be able to change my life. And the faith base was just very, very key for me. I had gone so far from the Lord as I had thought. Him being there with me the whole time was something that I had to come to terms here. And I just see it totally as divine intervention. There was no other way that it should have happened that way. But God, placing his hand on the situation and say, "Well, this is where you were going. This is where I'm going to take you now." And ever since then, it's been on the up and up. It has been, everything's great. Who doesn't like Southwest Florida? Land of endless summers. But the most important part is, for me, the organization, St. Matt's. They didn't know me from Adam. They said, "Sure, we're gonna allow you to come down here to our program, and with a fraction of what it should cost the normal person, and we're gonna help you get rid of your debilitating addictions and afflictions, and we're gonna allow you to be able to grow as a proper Christian, and we're going to love on you, and we're going to treat you as you want to be treated." And just by them doing that, now the Lord is giving me not the things that I needed. Lord is giving me the things that I truly, truly wanted. He's giving me things like joy, like happiness. It's Jeremiah 29:11. I forgot it just now as I was standing here. But I know the plans that I have for you, not to harm or not to, basically not to harm, but to prosper you and give you hope and to give you a future. That's what I really wanted, a proper future. A future with no stress and anxiety and depression, things like that. It's amazing how the one thing that I really, truly needed to have this life that I've always wanted, he was there for me the whole time. It just took me a divine intervention for him to be able to lead me here and to be able to talk to you people. But as I said, I was long-winded, and I have gone over by 3 minutes. So I love you all, and thank you for allowing me to come out today.